have generally refrained from writing op-ed pieces in my almost 3 years writing for the Wallbreakers. Sure, many articles are either sprinkled or littered with my opinion, but I have rarely spoken to you, the Wallbreakers audience, about what my internal feelings are at this exact moment. I'd like that to change. I think in order for this community to grow and be a success, and become one that as an audience you want to have an active voice in and be a part of, I need to start expressing to you what it is I have been feeling as the person currently behind the Wallbreakers. Doing so humanizes the community and lets you know that as the guy sitting here, I have the exact same human emotions, joy, regret, anger, self-doubt, hope, and inner triumph, etc., as you do. I've spoken to so many peers in the past few years who are incredibly frustrated with the job climate, the financial climate, and the social climate of our generation. I need to do something about that. 6 weeks ago, I quit my job as a graphic designer at a smallish agency in New York City. It wasn't giving me what I needed or wanted. I was getting almost no portfolio work, wasn't making enough money to save and not live on Skid Row at the same time, and the work environment wasn't pleasant. While I can take ownership of some of these feelings, I also knew I needed to make a change if I wanted to continue to grow as a person. New York, through partially my own fault, had stagnated me. I spent every moment of my entire life living in the Big Apple. I needed something new. It had been a long time coming. I think that we get to a point in our lives where we are no longer in school and we realize, if we don't take full ownership of everything going on in our lives, important parts of life will stagnate and we'll be left envious of the seemingly more complete happiness of those around us that we care about. This is exactly how insecurities fester. I can't allow my life to go down those paths. We have all been down those roads, and we know they only lead to a dead end filled with varying levels of anger, paranoia, self-loathing, and fear of the unknown. Everyone has moments where they let some combination of negative emotions temporarily grab hold of them. Maybe we were picked on as a kid. Maybe someone told us we weren't good at life and we took it too much to heart. Maybe those who should care about us the most have treated us selfishly and created baggage in our lives. The truth is, we should leave baggage at the door. It only holds us back as we relive painful moments over and over again. It's only when we evolve that the baggage goes away. Knowing all of that, I had a great summer and I left New York with absolutely no regrets. I've come to a sub-rural area outside of Scottsdale, Arizona with a couple of goals in mind. I want to rid myself of the last few remaining insecurities I still have to become what I would call whole and to take this Wallbreakers art blog and turn it into what my friend and former partner Matt Weckl and I always knew it could be. A creative content hub that unites people from all walks of life through collaboration, positive thinking, and forward progress. I want that for all of our careers and for all of our personal lives because I'm of the opinion that these two things shouldn't be mutually exclusive. I couldn't spend my life working a job. Fuck that. Being okay with not caring about every facet of my life has been something I have never been able to do. It makes me feel empty and worthless. None of us are empty. None of us are worthless. We are filled with the history of everything that has come before us and filled with the ability to create everything that will come to pass after us. But we can only make that happen if we learn to live in the here and now. That's a big part of my journey. I want to be present. It's the only time we are actually living in and the one we often struggle to live in the most. For the first time since I launched the Wallbreakers on February 1st, 2012, my plan was to make the community my career focus. For the past 2 years, it has essentially been just that, my sole focus. Aligning the two, my career and the Wallbreakers, is something I have been struggling with. I don't want to make money from the Wallbreakers. I want all of us to make money through the Wallbreakers. My feeling is that this will begin to happen organically as the community grows and prospers, much like a town, a city, or a company. For those gears to be set in motion, some changes need to be made. In the coming months, there will be growth in content you've been accustomed to seeing on thewallbreakers.com. The cool, retro, and repurposed content will take a backseat to original content created under the Wallbreakers banner. You may have already noticed this on our newly launched Breaking Walls podcast series. I want to provide actionable, real-life advice from real-life members of the Wallbreakers community for the Wallbreakers audience. This includes the desire to begin a mentorship program we can all be a part of in 2015 with successful professionals. I've also been working with a new partner and can't wait to share more details about who she is. I will still accept submissions for gallery art, but I want to start placing calls for entries and have you, the artist, contribute new works of art as part of a shared whole, ending with payoffs that make us all better for it, rather than submitting work to me that you've already created. Because I'll be spending a lot of time creating content, I might have to turn down some submissions. I know this growth and direction might turn some of you off, and I apologize for that. I am so damn grateful that you've thought highly enough of the Wallbreakers to send me your work. Helping give you publicity has been rewarding for me and is inexpressible. The Wallbreakers has completely changed my life. I wouldn't be wanting to accomplish this communal evolution if I didn't strongly believe we could all take this community to the next level. The internet is saturated with blogs of all kinds, and I want the Wallbreakers to stand out from the crowd. Being the ones to create the content rather than repurpose it is the right kind of start for me. I'll be the first to admit, I don't know the final steps in this process. I'm honestly not concerned with that. I'm only concerned with the next step. I think often we try to see too far down the road and miss right what's in front of our faces. This goes back to my desire to live in the present and allow tomorrow to be based on my actions today. The uncertainty here is incredibly exciting for me because I'm placing full trust in myself and my abilities. There really is no such thing as failure. There's only failure if you quit. Sometimes the answer isn't no, but instead not right now. I feel impassioned, however, that the answer for the Wallbreakers is right now. The world is at all of our fingertips. So many of us have been struggling to figure out who we are and what we want to do with our lives. Joining up with fun, like-minded people is a great way to help figure life out. I'm at a point in my life where I see things I can accomplish by myself will never be as satisfying as the things I can accomplish with others as a collective unit. After all, isn't that what being a Wallbreaker is all about? I mentioned in my State of the Union address in February 2014 that I wanted to ride this rocket ship known as the Wallbreakers for as long as it'll take us. I've got my spacesuit on. Who's ready to fly? If you've got questions, comments, responses, or criticism for me about this Why I Left New York to Be a Wallbreaker article, please send me an email at james@thewallbreakers.com, or you can send me a Facebook message, a tweet, or any other form of social media that you can use to get in touch with me, and I will answer all of your questions or comments publicly to the best of my ability on the upcoming October 23rd, 2014 podcast. If you feel strongly enough, please do comment below in this article because I would love to know what you think, if you feel the same way that I do. If you don't, I really want to know what you think of where this community can go. I want to thank you guys once again, and I want you to keep getting out there and keep breaking those walls.